K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition of PPBD, edition of this podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics, the Purple Project Podcast. We're coming to you recording during the Rams and Chiefs game here in the second quarter. It's 10-3 as I'm recording this on this November, coming to this Thanksgiving weekend end of the week of this special holiday weekend, 27th of November, 2022. And we got breaking news a few hours ago as well. Let's just start off with this. All right. This one won't come out till tomorrow morning. So be out and look at it. It won't be out tonight because I already got another daily coming out. And then, of course, Road to Dallas will be tomorrow as well. But a change will be made at the volleyball head coaching position after a long 22 seasons with Susie Fritz. Okay, so yesterday, K-State women's volleyball team got swept by Baylor 25-20, and, well, you get it, 25-20, 3-squared, as we got swept by Baylor there as well. K-State, yeah, it looks like K-State, outside of any miracles of getting to victory, well, reaching the title game via the Big 12 tournament, still, I believe, is still looming large for this team here. Yeah, they've in the year 15-14, 6-10 in the conference there after Baylor Handsome, another loss in conference play there. But the big news, other than, of course, K-State clutching a spot, the other spot for the Big 12 title game this upcoming Saturday against TCU, Gene Taylor is making an appointment or made the announcement today. It was tweeted also by several others. Kelis Robinette be one of those as well. Susie Fritz will not return as head coach of the volleyball team. And this is a first for me. So we're going to get a new volleyball coach. And Gene Taylor felt like it was time. And you're seeing a lot of success right now. Obviously, the big two, football reaching the title game, as we all kind of wanted to see. And now with the basketball teams being off to good starts, despite the women losing last night to Arkansas, they're off to strong start. Their volleyball's kind of been struggling. We're going to have more on this maybe next week because we have a special guest for this week's upcoming edition of the weekly podcast. But, yeah, this kind of came from where I sit on this. Kind of a change was coming here from my seat of the pit box here. Fritz, who took over this program all the way back in 2001, has helped the Wildcats reach the NCAA tournament 17 times, including last year, 13 as a head coach. And as Gene Taylor made a small announcement this afternoon, quote from Gene Taylor, athletic director here at K-State, "Coach Fritz has poured all of her energy into this program for the last 20-plus years, and we will forever be grateful for her leadership and advancement of K-State volleyball," Taylor said. Fritz, of course, obviously post a tremendous resume here, a career mark of 393 to 263 losses. Pretty much a 60% winning percentage for Coach Fritz in her 22 seasons here in Manhattan there. And that's actually, yeah, the Wildcats to national ranking in 12 different campaigns. All she owns a 201 to 191 record in Big 12 play. That's just above 50% there as well. And the only Big 12 title for this volleyball team come all the way back in 03. And the start search for the volleyball's coaching search automatically begins now there as well. And then kind of finishing it with Gene Taylor's statement here, which was released earlier this afternoon, quote, "which our tradition of winning along with the competitiveness of the Big 12 Conference in a new Morgan Family Arena which is being currently built right now next to Bramlage and right there with the Bill Steiner Family Football Stadium, which we believe will be one of the nicest volleyball venues in the country. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hell, yeah. When it opens next year, we are confident that great success lies ahead for our volleyball program, end quote. Taylor added there as well. I know, looking at Alex's tweet, subtweeting Kellis Robinette, he said, wow, this was kind of, yeah, this kind of came out a little slightly out of left field for me, but looking at the overall picture for me, not really surprised at it. Look, I mean, we squeaked in last year when we were not supposed to be in there, and looks like, again, being miracles, if this coaching, this volleyball team somehow gets the championship final and wins the conference, there's not going to be an NCAA tournament berth this year for this team. Again, there's individual talent. I have said this from the jump this year when I've done the postcast of volleyball, where every time I only sat and watched volleyball a couple times this year, but there's individual talents there. But apparently, it's not enough, not enough. And with obviously we got the best facilities around the Big 12, including the new Big 12 next year. It's only going to get even tougher there, because I don't know how good Cincinnati's volleyball team is, BYU, Houston, UCF, those teams coming in here. So, I don't know the coaches well enough in volleyball, who's good, who's going to be a good fit here. All I know is, yeah, they're going to need, excuse me, a spark somewhere, somebody who can, obviously got recruiting there. So there's no doubt with the facilities and everything else, there's no question you get the right person in here. On the volleyball side, things can immediately turn around for you. And you got a couple returnees next year. Just looking ahead to next year's team already. Mac Morris, Leah Carter, Shady Myers, Molly Ramsey, and just to name a few offhand, they're going to be right there. So you already got a good core of girls. And you have, and obviously with the transfer portal, we'll see how that affects, because you had already had people sign on for next year's class already for this volleyball team. So this is going to be really interesting to see what domino, big domino, comes in here, gets hired by Gene Taylor, and what that sign class does. Yeah, this is going to be two ways. If you can keep that core, or is that core going to disperse? I'm hoping it does not for what it is. But yeah, just a tough break for the ladies that are underclassmen. See a longtime head coach go. But yeah, the record shows what it is. So you want a good competitive volleyball team out there. And Gene Taylor felt the change was getting necessary, and we'll see. But at this moment in time, obviously, I believe there's still a Big 12 tournament for this volleyball team left. If I'm not mistaken, if not, then season's over. But I think this is just, at least they had one game left, if I'm not mistaken. But the regular season is over, being swept by Baylor yesterday afternoon. They're on the road in Waco there. So, yeah, big news other than K-State making the Big 12 title game last night. Earlier today, Gene Taylor made the call, made the change. Shuey Fritz is out as head volleyball coach after 22 years of giving her services to the volleyball team. Well deserved there, but time to go to the aka volleyball bullpen to see what Gene Taylor can scratch out here. And again, I don't know the volleyball coaches around the Big 12 or even outside this conference well enough to even give you a hint of who's going to be here next. So we're just going to have to sit back and wait. But that's going to have to take a back seat for right now, because football on the verge of getting preparation for TCU in the Big 12 title game here next weekend. So, but that's huge news. Just wanted to come here and and give you that kind of breaking news here in the Purple Project podcast. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more discussion on that, either brought up either this week, but this is going to be football heavy show. Probably going to have to wait till next week's show for that as well. So that's the big news here out of Manhattan. Susie Fritz to the finish line as K-State's head volleyball coach. And the next hire, yeah, 22 years. Damn, it's a long time there. But the Gene Taylor is going to make the change, and the search is on for the next volleyball coach. You're listening to the Purple Project podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Huge week. We're really next 2 weeks here on the Purple Project podcast, obviously. But first up, this week, the Big 12 title game. A lot of angles to look at here. I don't know. I'm hoping to have at least coverage every day, including the weekly podcast this week on that. So much more, obviously. The last time K-State played TCU, they lost with a heavy injury-laden team there, getting beat up by that TCU team. And now you have a second opportunity, and we all know what happened on the first half of that game. So it was before the wheels came off in the second half of that ball game Fort Worth. So a lot to dive into this week. But on the flip side, volleyball. K-State volleyball looking for their next head coach, Eddie Greer. This is another edition of the PPBD of this podcast. K-State podcast, all things K-State. We will talk to you plenty more coming up this week.